everybody. This is the first episode of Tteokbokki Season 2, and we're your hosts, Rose Kim
and Talia Saley. So, today we're going to be talking about Squid Game because it is a Korean sensation at the moment, and everybody's talking about it no matter where you're going. So, yeah, let's just get started.
Yes. So Squid Game is a very, very popular Korean drama that is happening on Netflix right now, and it's been, I think it was released early October, and ever since then, I think it gained like about, well, like 100 million viewers on Netflix. So it's one of the most popular shows on Netflix right now.
Yeah, not only it's been the first series to top daily charts in all 83 countries, so that is pretty impressive. Something mm-hmm. that I don't think I experience a lot, just because, you know, a lot of people watch K-dramas, but there's never been a show this big before, and that has been talked about so much, so I think it was really interesting to me just to see, like, that reaction from people.
I don't know, I feel like we see a lot of, like, K-dramas, like, romance K-dramas, and those are really popular, but it's, like, really interesting to see how drama like this, like, got popular so quickly too, right?
Exactly, and I think this is a good starting point for people who have never, like, been in, like, that Korean drama, like, part of Netflix. I think this has, like, kind of gotten people more interested to learn about, you know, Korean television, Korean shows, because at first I feel like people can be very skeptical, just more like, oh, it's all about romance and, you know, the fights,
yeah,
and,
exactly,
and the chaos, but it's not always that, like, it doesn't always match that stereotype. So I hope that, like, Squid Game gave off the impression that, you know, not every Korean show is the same, they have different stories, and
for sure.
You know, I'm glad that people can kind of, like, learn from this and be like, okay, you know, Korean drama is not just this, like, one category, it can be, like, multiple, it can be horror, it can be romance, it can be comedy, you know, there's, like, a lot of sections, so.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, I think I predominantly watch a lot of, like, romance K-dramas, probably, and I mean, you too, honestly, like, any K-drama we've ever watched has always been romance and, like, focused, but it's, like, nice to see shows like this pop up once in a while and get popular too. And yeah, it's just nice. I think the show was, like, rejected for, like, 10 years by, like, a bunch of different networks that said that, like, it's, like, it wasn't good enough or anything. But when Netflix picked it up, it became so popular, which I find so crazy, because, like, I think the same thing happened with Queen's Gambit too. I don't know if you watched that TV show before, but
no, yeah,
that show that. Also was, like, it took, like, several years for it to be, like, written up, and then on top of, like, getting picked up by a network, because people were like, nobody's gonna watch a show about, like, chess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that also became ridiculously popular too, so I think it's, like, kind of the same thing with this one.
Yeah, I think like, another thing is that with Queen's Gambit, you know, I have no interest in chess whatsoever, but it suddenly got me so interested, mm-hmm. even though I never play, you know. So the same thing with Squid Game is that, well, there's a series of different games that they play based on childhood games that you would, well, at least I've also kind of experienced in Korea. And it's just, like, really cool to see that all these things are becoming popular, you know, like the Dalgona candy,
yeah, for sure,
and things like that. So, you know, those are things that I've always been exposed to in Korea, Dalgona candy on the streets. I would get them mm-hmm. once in a while, and I've been making them at home for quite a bit too, just for fun. And then yeah. Now it's becoming so popular that, you know, I don't know, it's kind of weird to see that everybody's trying to make it something so I don't know, I guess it represents yeah. Korean culture, but it's not something that you would think would go viral all over the
yeah
countries.
Exactly, yeah. Right, like, it's just something that you saw on, like, the streets, like the grandmas making Dalgona candy, and then, like, I don't know, you buy it off the street for like 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been like a, oh, it's going to become TikTok viral or whatever. But now it is, which is really nice. I saw like multiple like posts and stuff where like the Dalgona vendors and stuff, right? Who like a lot of them are like older, like grandpas and grandmas, right? Like they're just like suddenly selling out on these candies and they have no idea why. And people have to explain to them that it's because of a TV show.
Yeah, I guess
that's really
good.
Interesting.
For those businesses, because I know it's really hard, like, making money from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, but it's always like, a fun, it was always fun experience. Going back to Korea, though, during COVID, I don't know if I saw a lot of those vendors. So I'm like, maybe I'm hoping now that it's kind of, everything's going back to normal and then businesses are doing
better.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's kind of, I don't know if people, like, tied the idea together, but Dalgona candy, like, there was that trend about Dalgona coffee. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Where they would get coffee and then they would just, like, whip it up and then call it, like, Dalgona coffee or whatever, or, like, whipped coffee. And now there's Dalgona candy and everybody's making it. And, like, some people don't know how to make it. So, like, I see a lot of, like, people on TikTok burning it a lot. I think Tal, you need to like share your secrets with them because
it's pretty hard. It looks easy, but you know, if you cook the sugar too long or put too much baking soda, it's gonna ruin the flavor and everything. So it's two ingredients, but actually like kind of difficult. I'm doing better now with it, but at the beginning it was really hard. So, but it's just like fun to make. But yeah, and like even the other games that were showing in the show, like Red Light, Green Light, that one.
Yeah, because then you know how the words that they specifically use is 무궁화 꽃이 피었습니다, right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, really funny to know that, like, in English, you can't translate that. So it's just red light, green light.
Yeah.
It sounds so stupid. I don't know.
That's why I was confused because I was watching the show and I'm like, red light, green light. What kind of game is that? I've never played that before. And
then exactly.
And I realize it's just that game I've always played. But it's even worse. People die, so... That's not how I used to play that game.
Yeah, but I remember playing that as, like, a kid. I think there's, like, different variations of it in, like, other Asian countries, too. But, like, 무궁화 꽃이 피었습니다. I don't know. I'm still coming back to the red light, green light thing because it's so funny. Like, I first heard it because, like, there was a video that was uploaded on TikTok where a guy was watching it in, like, dubbed, like, Squid Games. And it sounds so weird, like, it's so blank, like, you just go red light, and then there's nothing in between, and then there's just green light, and they turn around.
Yeah, I suggest that, you know, in many circumstances, dubbed can be pretty good, you know, like, I've watched Pokemon before, and dubbed is pretty good, but not for, I feel like, for animated things, sure. But for live action things, we're like the people have
not.
Like real emotions and they have their own voice and things like that. This show isn't dubbed, isn't gonna help
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly. I understand the reason for needing dubbed in like a lot of like foreign like TV shows and stuff like that. Because like people who like can't read or like etc. Like I get that, but like if you can. Watch it in, like, sub, like, if you could read subtitles, I think I would highly recommend that everybody watch it in sub, because, like, if you watch it in dub, like, I swear it's a whole different story, like, nothing gets translated 100%, and it ruins kind of, like, the meaning of it, you know?
Yeah, I think, people think it's really hard to read subtitles, for those who, like, have never like done it. I find subtitles more reassuring to have on just because sometimes I'll be eating and I can't hear a certain part, and just having like a subtitles a backup just is like easier. And you know, people always assume if you like read the subtitles, you can't see like the people, you don't know what's going on, but like your eyes move pretty fast, right? Like you're gonna be reading and you're gonna be looking at, like, you know, your eyes move pretty fast, not like you're just gonna be staring at the words and you just like, you're not gonna be watching like the movie itself. So
yeah, exactly.
It just takes practice, but then at the end of the day, I mean, just getting used to subtitles is a good thing, especially for Korean dramas, because I don't think you want to watch every single K-drama with dub, because that would just ruin the whole.
That's so weird. I can't. But that's like the same thing with like anime and like a bunch of different things. Just like don't watch it in dub if you don't have to. Like 100% for like accessibility reasons and stuff, but like if you could read subtitles, read subtitles, you know?
Yeah.
It's just better that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really interesting. What's another children game that they played in Squid Game? So there was Tygona Candy, mm-hmm. Red Light, Green Light. Tug of War isn't really like Korean related just because like everybody played that.
It's kind of,
I don't know.
Have you ever been to like the track and field in Korea?
Mm-hmm.
And like they do either racing or we always do tug of war at those.
I mean, that's true.
Because we don't do that here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like every country probably does it, but for Korea, it's more of like a children's thing too at elementary schools.
That's true, yeah. So, that's true.
So, I mean, it was fun though, but
mm-hmm.
if you didn't have proper shoes on or if the grass was wet, you basically just like, there's no way you can win. But what else was there? There's also the marbles.
The glass one. Oh, right. Yeah, the marbles.
To be honest, I didn't really play a lot of games with the marbles. Like, I just collected marbles because they look
cool. Yeah, no, me too.
But I didn't actually play.
I collected marbles too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, I swear when I used to live in Korea and, like, went to school there, I don't think anybody knew how to play marbles. Like, I just collected the ones that looked pretty. Like, I traded with my friends, and I bought them at, like, stores, and I get, like, the big, because then you know how there's, like, size, different sizes? There's, like, the big ones, and then they have, like, the really cute tiny ones, mm-hmm. different patterns and whatever. Like, that's what I...
Yeah.
I focused on that.
Yeah, I think they would just sell those in little, like the packaging is kind of, it's like a net, and you would just have like mm-hmm. a bunch of marbles and just like buy from like the nearby grocery store or whatever, but it was pretty fun like collecting those. And actually thinking about it, the one I played more was the Dakji, which is like the square.
Oh, you're right.
At the very, very beginning, which is not part of the Squid Game, technically, but that I used to play a lot, like collecting in elementary school. There'd mm-hmm. be, you know, you'd have paper ones, or some things that were really popular were the ones that were, like, made of plastic and rubber or something. And it was always, like, different characters, so it could be, like, a Pokemon, it could be, like, an anime, like, character thing, or, like, animal or something, and, like, you just... Yeah, you would basically collect it, so if you won, you would keep that. And, like, that's how...
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. And that's why it would be really sad if you lost, like, the good one, because, you know...
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Such a long time ago, though, since I played that.
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, we would get... Like, it can't be, like, just any regular piece of paper. It had to be, like, the thick kinds. I think maybe the ones that you use for like painting, I'm not 100% sure, but like the really thick paper, and then that's how you can make dakji with it. And there was like a specific technique too, like you had to like hit the corner of it and that's how it flip, like you can't just slap it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I had a technique because I didn't really think about it. I just kind of just hit it, and like as long as you hit it hard enough, it'll flip over, which it didn't.
Yeah.
But I think the technique I saw from Squid Game, I realized, is like if it's like facing the top, like the top is facing up, which mm-hmm. is where you can see all the folds, it won't flip. But if it's on its back, it'll flip because there's like a slight space between the ground and the dakji.
Oh, right.
And then so yeah, it flips. So
That makes sense.
But yeah, I don't remember the exact technique. I just remember collecting them. It used to be a big thing. Same thing as like here where fidget spinners were a trend. That was like Korean version.
You know, I was really surprised that Kong Yu, you know, the guy that was in the beginning of the I think episode one with the cards, the dakjis.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that he had such like a small role in this TV show. Because he's such a popular actor. Like, he's more popular and more famous than any other actor in that TV show. So I fully assumed he was going to be in it for longer. But he was only, like, in the show for, like, 2 minutes. And it's crazy because people don't realize how famous he is because he was only in it for 2 minutes. And they just call him, like, the subway guy. And he's, like, not that at all. Like, he's been in Goblin, Train to Busan, Coffee Prince. Like, he's been in so many things. But people don't realize it.
I know. It's... I mean, I guess, like, people kind of figure it out. And, like, they'll just, like, follow the actors and see everything they've been in. And realize, like, oh, like, these people have been in a lot. But I think I watched some random YouTube video about Squid Game with, like, the cast speaking and all. And, like, the movie directors and things. And they were talking about how, like, they weren't really looking for famous people. They wanted to also branch out and recruit new people as well. So I think I see. They recruited so Sebyeok, which is wait, what's her name?
Ho Yeon Jung, I think.
Jung Ho Yeon. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her, and then because this is her first time acting before she was just a model, and then
honestly,
also,
so impressive.
You know? Yeah. It's pretty. Because you can see in those videos, interview videos, that she really has a bubbly personality. But on screen, it's completely opposite, right? So so that was
And she's pretty cool. This, like even before she was an actor, she's, like, a pretty famous model in Korea, too. Like, she was on, like, a bunch of variety shows and stuff. People know her there, right? But this is her first time acting. Like, she's never been in anything before. Except for, like, I think... like, one music video that she, like, was in or something like that. But that's, like, different than acting, per se, right? Like, it's so crazy how she was, like, able to do so well her first time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the modeling did help. Because, like, as a model, you always have to be really serious. So maybe
that helped her
with her role.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's, yeah, it was a good... good drama. Even Ali was, I think it was his first time.
I loved Ali. I think it was like really interesting to see how well he spoke in. Sorry, my mind just went blank. We'll cut that out.
Yeah.
But Ali is like my absolute favorite character. He's like so sweet, so cute, and even the actor in real life. I think he moved to Korea to, like, study acting and, like, stuff like that. He's fluent in Korean, has a whole life there. And I think the director said, like, the moment he walked in and auditions, like, he knew he was the one to play Ali.
Yeah, I think the director, even though I don't remember who he was, he had it all planned out. Like, he knew what the character was supposed to be like and just chose people based on, you know, their personality, their the way they look, and if it matches like everything, which I feel like is a lot of work putting into like a new TV show, because like you have to plan out all of those things, even like what you want them to look like, or you know, like how you envision the character. You have to find like the exact person. So but maybe you'll go into something like that. Maybe you'll be part of the next big, you know, Squid Game or some other TV show.
Guess we'll see. But I think the overarching topic with Squid Games, though, is the fact that, like, so many of these, like Asian, like, TV shows and movies have been popping up recently. And they've been getting so popular. Like, we're getting so much hype, you know? Like, it's great.
I know. I think it's just nice to see, just because.
Yeah, exactly. To see people who look like us on TV.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think we're gonna see a lot of people dressed up for Halloween from like as Squid Game.
Yes, characters. I will be dressing up as the red light, green light doll for Halloween.
Yeah.
So super excited about that.
You still have to find the
dress. Yeah, I know. I have to find like the dress and stuff, but it's okay. We'll work it out.
I think that's a good idea though, because I don't know if I will see anybody else try that.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be the tracksuits. So.
I know. I think it's because I had that haircut when I was a kid. You know how she has, like, the bowl cut with the little pigtails?
Yeah.
And, like, really messed up bangs? Like, that's what I looked like as a child. Or, like, honestly, what, like, any Asian kid that grew up in Asian countries look like as a child.
Yeah. Every kid goes through that stage, like, their hair's super short and stuff with bangs. Mm-hmm. So.
I don't know. It's just, like, nice to see that, like, a lot of our friends who aren't Korean, like, enjoy this, like, TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I hope like we see more of it in the future.
I know.
And kind of hoping like K-dramas, like the romantic ones, get more hype too, because like, I don't know, I wish people just didn't like turn it down just because it was like a romance, like K-drama one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I swear a lot of them are really, really good.
Yeah, and it's still pretty cool because usually we'd have to push people to get into these things, but people are getting into it by themselves because of its popularity, so
yeah,
it's like nice. Not that I'm trying to force people to watch Korean dramas or anything, but now people are watching it on their own, so we can actually talk about Korean dramas and how it was, and even if you're not just Korean, because you know, I mean, it depends, but you're not gonna go out there and just find a lot of people watching the same Korean drama as you or something. So
yeah, I don't know. Like I like Western TV shows as much as the next person, but I think something with Korean dramas is just like it's so wholesome. You know, like they hold hands like in the fourth episode, like nothing happens for like the first couple of episodes, but like in Western TV shows, like since the first episode they're like doing everything, and like it, that's like totally okay, but it, where's the wholesomeness to it, you know? Where's the cute? I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely do watch more like more TV shows other than K-dramas and stuff, because I don't know, I guess there's a lot more and things like that, and also I don't know, I guess I don't have as much of an urge to watch all the Korean drama because there's so many, you know. There's like so many, and there's like they're pretty long too sometimes, so like you have to really get into it.
It's a lot because if they're like an hour each,
about
an hour each long.
And there's so many things I have to like watch other than, like, I already have a bunch of TV shows I have to finish before I can watch a new one, and like Squid Game was an exception because I was getting spoiled everywhere, so if I didn't watch it, I would have known like the whole plot of by now, so I had to get it out of the way so that people could actually talk about it with me, and I don't have to be like, oh, I didn't watch it yet. Yeah, you can't talk about it yet.
So. I know, I kept like asking you when you're gonna start because I wanted to show you my Halloween costume.
I didn't
want to like spoil anything for you.
Yeah, you could have shown it though. I don't think it would have spoiled anything.
I know.
Yeah,
I just want you to like finish everything first. But
it was pretty quick.
I'm glad you finished it. Yeah,
like it was long technically because each episode was about 50 minutes, but like if you keep binging it, it kind of, the time just kind of goes by really quick.
I know, like, I can't just watch one episode because, like, you have to know what happens next. Their cliffhangers, like, are freaking crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing with, like, K-dramas, is that they're really good at cliffhangers.
Fair. Yeah, like, sure, Western, like, TV shows are good at that, too, but with K-dramas, like, every single episode has a cliffhanger. Like, you have to watch the next one.
That's why it's so hard, because I was watching Itaewon Class 2 a long time ago during quarantine, and I swear every single episode, like, there'd be, like, a car crash, and, like, oh my god, what happened? Or, like, you know, they just touched hands, and, like, oh my god, I can't, like, end it here, or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, and it's always, like, so emotional, so it's, like, I gotta know what happens next, because I can't go to bed knowing this. So, sometimes I'll just, like, watch the... Like, just start the first part of the episode just to see what happened and then, like, stop there. Because I just need to know what happened. And usually it's nothing, yeah, like, huge. It's literally, the, like, cliffhanger makes it seem like it's a bigger deal than it is sometimes. And then I get disappointed. But, yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Squid Game was a very, overall, just such a great drama thriller, honestly.
Yeah.
Super great for, like, Koreans in mm-hmm. general. And, like, Asian media, but...
Yeah. I always like it when TV shows can kind of include a part of the culture. So, in this case, like, the childhood games.
Yeah.
And just for, like, anything in general, when I watch... you know, I watch a lot of BTS music videos. And then if there's mm-hmm. always something Korean involved, or they're wearing traditional Korean clothing, or the place they're in is, like, very, you know, old... like historical site or something like that. It's just nice because there's so many people watching it, and at least they get to learn a little bit about the culture and stuff. It's not just like a plain music video that, like,
yeah, exactly.
just follows all Western like ways, I guess, because I know K-pop is also really influenced by like all the music outside of Korea, so. I think it's always important that they still include a lot of, like, the things that they have in Korea, and, like, kind of educate other people about it as well. Okay, that's everything for today, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to Talkbokki, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye!